Please be seated. The expectant Lord and the crucified for us and the resurrected dead. Let's listen to him. In the latest issue of Mikoi News Press, in that, in the second page, and the Yorokobi Kihara is in the, I think, and this picture, it might be the other. Who took? I don't know. This is Yorokobi. Also, the page 5, and the testimony, and the member in the Osaka church, and my parents also the included. So many testimonies in the written, so please use. And the last page, in the Pastor Kubota, and recommended. So just I ask you to read. Also, and the time is limited, also let's do in the Bible. The book of John, from chapter 1, from verse 14 to 17, from verse 4, 6, and the, sorry, time is limited. And John the Baptist is written, John the Baptist, and he said, and he came, and he said, I came to introduce Jesus. And but Jesus said, he is a great person and among the people who are born from women. But even that, because of that, but many people expect he must be Jesus, but he said, I'm the person who introduced Jesus. Before that, in verse 6, and there came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. The light, and Jesus is light. And to testify the light, he came. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light. Because he said, I'm not the light, but I came and testify concerning that light, he said. No matter how we believe in God, we can't be a light. Because don't forget it. When we believe in Jesus, and Jesus started to shine through us. But not I shine, but Jesus shines. It's our hope. If we have to shine, we have to shine. So all the time we have to shine. No matter how, we are not shine, we are weak. Jesus himself shines. So this is key point. John the Baptist, in the, even he is the greatest in the, among the people who are born from the women. The verse 9, the true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. Because and he was with God in the beginning, nobody understood. Even if Jesus himself created, but the created didn't believe that. But here is Israel. As a man, he is an Israelite. He came as a, one of chosen people, but chosen people didn't accept him. But and everyone who accepted him, believing, and no matter how, he's a chosen people and any tribes, he, that person got the privilege, is made children of God. Today's Father's Day. And being a children of God, and the Father God is our father. And the father and the mother and their children. And they take care and they love, basically. I know we are human beings, but and sometimes we can't love children because I did with orphanage ministry and orphaned children and some are orphaned and some are abused by parents. They wounded. And the parents can't love their own children. And not just their awful parents, but you know, beyond that, you know, parents are so wounded. Parents are so wounded, and so that they cannot love children. So, such comfort and courage needed for those parents. But for our own children, and the parents are made, and naturally, and they love their own children. If not, you know, they are so wounded, they are so painful, so that they can't love their children. So I don't blame them because of that they can't. But being children, God, be able to receive unconditional love. Yesterday we had the concept about the Father God, the love, and the God loves unconditionally. But he does not care, no matter how we are good singer, and we are short and tall, and not just, but he loves unconditionally. Also, he wish we grow, especially Father God, and wish we grow. And for example, our children, unconditionally they love their own children. We wish they are glossed. When we are so glad when they do their own things. God's love. So I tried to deliver the message in the beginning. And God lays us up. God enhances us up. Once we become Christian, we know we are loved. Also, at the same time, training starts. God's training starts. And the people who don't be, I know, and believers, and the hardships and discipline is more than unbelievers. So to receive God's blessing richly, the fully, the human being say, it's enough, but God wishes to bless more. And so for that purpose, and the training and discipline a lot. And I said yesterday again, and for the training, God doesn't do it from the high place, but God come down the same level as us, and God encourage us. So completely different, because God became and human, and so Jesus. And Jesus come down here, and Jesus did the same thing. So God loves us as we are. At the same time, to train us, and God can come down the same level as us. God works together with us. God to train us. I want to deliver more, and but time is limited. So, and I just shared about the story of footprint, two footprints, but one way and one part in only one person's one pair of foot. But and the person asked God, and why are you hard time? But God said, because you are so severe and weak and hardened, you couldn't walk by yourself. So I just walked and letting you on my back. Because in some part, only one pair of foot, and some part, and two pairs of foot. So God Himself loves us, and at the same time, God tried to make us walk by ourselves. So when we can't walk, God walks and making putting us on His back, and the same time also God tried to make us walk by ourselves. I know all of you are children of God. I wish you say Amen. And do you receive the grace enough as a children of God? And the children of God had the privilege because and from Father God. And because the blood of Jesus. So I wish you receive the grace fully from Father God. And these people, not by blood, not our effort, by God, they were born. And God Himself chose us, and saved us, and made us children of God. And then today, the Word became flesh. And Jesus became and made His dwelling among us. So Jesus became human being, and Jesus lived. Jesus became human. And living means and making the life together. Because when we had hardships, and Jesus is with us, but Jesus is in our daily life. And in house, in the job place, Jesus lives with us. It's not so easy, but making trip is, something to enjoy. For example, my youngest son, and he loves and Miss Mo-chan, so often he visits and sister Shimamoto. But when we found he's not, and
he enjoyed,
he visit her, and he enjoyed the dishes. But because he based on our house, and so he enjoyed. But if he based on his her house base, and you know, a few later, and you know, he had hard time. So living is very different. Even overseas mission, in the long and short term and the long term is completely different. Even short time, when we visit overseas as a short term mission, we don't take and raw and fresh water and also that. Because if we do, we have diarrhea. But because of the difference and the bacteria. Because and when we, all of Japanese visit India and had a raw fish and the water, all of them had a diarrhea there. Even the Indian people come to Japan and they got a fresh water, all of them had a diarrhea. So bacteria is different. But if a person is sent a long-term missionary and you know need to have a fresh water, and so make their body adjust to their, you know, culture of that country. So, missionary Maeda in Cambodia, and when, after she was sent, she got and water, and she tried to adjust, get adjust to that land. So, once we need to have the diarrhea, we have to get our body adjust to that country. And going abroad, and we had a meeting, and and oh, that's a good idea. We stayed a few months. But even we go home, and a few months we go home, we back to Japan, and then next time when we visit that country, but okay, but we should not eat. Because if we once come back to Japan, our body and returned again. So living there means getting involved in that country. Because God created time and the place. The world without Satan and the sin. God came down to that earth, and God became the same as us. God lives, and God made God lives his life. So any place of our daily life, and he is with us. Even the kitchen table, he is with us. In the toilet, I kept in the Bible just after we got married, and my mother-in-law came, and she was surprised to see and that I, you know, I was keeping Bible on the toilet, and because why? Because Bible is the word of God. I understand her feeling, but so wherever and God is present, any place, God touches any place. Also, the seeing, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Jesus is full of grace and truth. Grace is a blessing unconditionally given to us. Not the reward. Because how much, you know, how we worked, we receive. It's a grace. Because Book of Romans said, and a person without any works could receive. It's a grace. Because Jesus is full of grace and truth. Therefore, when we come to Jesus, we can receive grace, also we could receive truth. And also John the Baptist, and testify concerning him, he cries out saying, this was he of whom I said, he comes after me, has surpassed me because he was before me. He was before me. He was before John the Baptist. His grace is no limit. It's very important. Do you receive the fullness? Do you receive the grace?
And the 律法っていうのはですね、このクリスチャンはですね、最初は恵みによって救われるんですけど、律法はとっても大切なんですが、律法によって生きようとすると失敗します。
We try to live by the law, we make mistakes. Because Moses is the representative of the Old Testament, because he received the Ten Commandments,
and
the worship only one God, and that is the Ten Commandments.
Also,
that law is very important, but we can't keep that
law. However,恵みのまことはイエス・キリストによって実現したっていうのは、イエス・キリストはカルバリの丘で立法はシナイ山からモーセによって与えられて、してはならない、こうしなければなら
ない、マッソン。でも、カルバリの
丘でイエス様は全部そのことを身代わりに受けて、あなた方もできなかったことを全部代価を払って、私が成就した。
I paid the price for you.
And
Jesus completed the law on the cross.
And Jesus completed the law on the cross.
If we believe in Jesus, by Jesus Christ we can do.
Therefore,
we receive the grace.
So it's an
explanation.
Last
week I mentioned about the light. When we receive the light of Jesus, light of Jesus and the shine in us.Through that we receive grace. That grace overflow. Many people
and,
they receive some grace, but in certain level they stop. But in order to more, receive more and more, I mention again and again about the grace. Didn't I say about the testimony of Pastor in Shimabara?I delivered in Cambodia,
the pastor Isae,
and she is the one and the darkest one I have never seen in my life.
I have seen in life.
And she got married to a farmer. She worked and worked. She got three boys
and the
first son.Just after first some 1 or 2 years, she got a twin boys baby. She had, you know, she loved her husband. She wished to be loved by husband more. In order to do for that purpose, she worked more harder and harder. Finally, she got a, she became sick because that a farmer.You know, seasons, and they need any workers. In the busiest season, she had to stay in bed, and the husband went to work. Also, the parents-in-law also worked so hard. Even if she tried to work, she couldn't work because she had, you know, sick. At that time, she suffered from so hard. Also, she wished to layer her children up.By herself, but because she had a sick, and that you know, mother-in-law and took care of children,
you know,
she was so sorry for mother-in-law,
and
because she had such mind, and then finally she got the sickness, and the body and the heart,
so
mind, and the doctor said about the body.And if she had rest, she recovered, but mentally, and never recovered for her life. As a result, husband and the husband parents, and so also her parents, they negotiate, and finally they decide, they make that couple divorced. Because if they keep their marriage, and...She can't recover, so she can't be healed. So after they agree each other, and finally they are divorced. Then she returned to her home. At that time, her eldest brother was there, and she said, I'm unhappiest in the world. And she committed suicide a few times, but she was spared.And but you know, if and, she got committed suicide and she was dead, I can't stand. Then at that time, and they had another brother, the pastor. Then and,
all this son,
all this, so the brother asked that pastor son, pastor brother, and to take care and that sister, and she was adopted that family, the pastor Okada. So you know, pastor Okada, he said, oh, thank you, thank you. Even and she closed the door and. With a key, car key inside, and he said, looked out, and he said, give thanks. And then that couple, the pastor couple, adopted her, and they said, you are all right, you are all right, everything is working for your blessing. And but that, you know, she said, and brother, you don't understand me. You can't accept me, because you don't understand me completely. But she tried to commit suicide, but that pastor's wife was all the time with her, and because and she was with her, then she couldn't, you know, her committing suicide not succeeded. Then she brought her to church, finally, and I greet her, and oh, welcome you, and when I near this distance, and that I was almost, you know, drawn to darkness. She has darkness. I know the spirit of sad, spirit of death cover her. Because when I approached her this distance, I was about to drown into that darkness. And so her situation like this. 3 times, and she came to church. I know. And the brothers, pastor brothers, couple prayed honestly. And finally, she believed in Jesus as a personal savior. She, you know, repented her sins. And absolutely, she was saved. You know, Jesus' light started to shine in her because she was so dark. Because, you know, because she was so dark, and because she turned completely, she shifted completely. And once she started to stand in the front, everyone was filled with joy. And everyone couldn't help but crying.
I know,
we know, we are sure she was saved because it's not exaggerated. And everyone agreed she was the first unhappiest in the world. But after she was saved, once she stood in the pulpit, everyone and
so
peace
shined.
And the second, anyway, she became she started to work. She was ministered, ordained as a pastor, and but anyway, she started to, she entered the seminary, and she came to our church. She started to, as a seminary student, but, you know, one day, she visited one convenience store she met in Nagasaki, and, you know, she met one of her children, and came to Nagasaki from Shimabara for her sports day. Because, you know, that store is the store she usually comes. She usually visited at that time. And she met her. She met him. Because, you know, and because of her problem, and they were departed. But, you know, she couldn't meet. Never, nobody permit her to meet her children, but at that time, she met him in the store she used to visit. And after that, she came to me, and with pleasure, her smile, she said, because at that time, he had friends, and she talked a little, and she asked, and then she found and her husband hospitalized. After that, she visited her husband in the hospital, and 3 years later, and you know, she was ordained a pastor in Shimabara. She was sent, and after she was sent to Shimabara, and you know, again the son she met in the store near our church and came to see her. He said, I wish to meet you. I don't know. I can't forget your smiling face. He tried to look for mother, and finally he found the place where she is. And he came.
I, you know,
Pastor Hisae didn't look for. So Sam tried to look for. Sam found. Sam himself came to see her. Then they talked, and she shared the gospel, and he received as Jesus Christ, the personal Savior. He believed in Jesus because he is the one of twin brothers, and he shared with other the other twins, and then the twin brothers visit her, and two of them saved. And sometimes they started to stay all night in the mother's house, and son started to share, when you left home, we had a hard time, we talked, and sometimes all the night they talked. Yeah, even if they were parents, children, and you know, since then, they started to talk a lot.
And
the two children went home, and anyway, father found the change. Recently, you were so fine. What happened? And they said, we met and the mother, and she is a pastor, and next Sunday, and he drove them to church, and her house is church. At that time, father didn't come in, and a few weeks later, he entered the house. And they started to, they got, lunch together. At that time, the pastor Hisae fixed udon noodle for him. And but, and unless you believe in Jesus, I can serve you. And then, at that time, husband also accepted Jesus, the personal Savior, believed. And Pastor Hisae is leading, guiding. So for him, she is a wife.
Ex-wife.
And finally, she went to house. And mother-in-law, and at that time, she apologized. Mother-in-law, I'm sorry. And but mother-in-law accepted. And anytime you can visit me. And at that time, first son already got married, got a child, and at that time, and still, and the first son not believed in Jesus. I know the local first son is the same as, so concerning the house, concerning the home, difficult to believe. It's on the way. I know from now on, the God's work is, because, you know, it's wonderful, great, the God's work, because she changed, the something shining in her. Even the 5 minutes meeting with son, and the son himself looked for mother, and came to see me. And finally, another son came, and they were saved. And finally, the father came, they were saved. And finally, and they she could visit and her home. So she didn't do her effort. She believed in Jesus. She received the light of Jesus. And believing in Jesus, she got idea to serve God for that thing. And you know, she did. But she never did effort. Tried to contact the children and the husband and the family. But God's grace, grace. And her life. So keep in the mind, God is grace. Not reserved to receive. God makes us receive. God overflow the grace. Not we are trying to receive by our effort. God, Jesus died for us on the cross. When Jesus is resurrected, the resurrection on the cross, everything is completed. So what we have to do is to believe, because God blessed us by grace. God blessed us when we walk with God. God's grace, God overflow such grace in us. Keep it in mind.
This time,
We went to Thailand and Cambodia. Pastor Toshiya, in the first time, in the passport never used before, the family stamped it on. The January,
in the January,
when I went to Cambodia, when I returned from Cambodia, in the pastor's meeting, in the Nagasaki pastor's meeting, I said, we have to go over to the mission.
And
at that time, Pastor Matsumoto was called from God so strongly, and he never attended mission overseas. Then he returned home and he looked for passport. He found the passport, but still, and useful, but nothing in stamps. Then he repented, and the Lord will let me give me the opportunity to mission overseas, out of the team overseas, not just visiting Israel, visiting the USA. The next week and the Sunday next week, and she got someone calling and directed in the offering and use this offering for your outreach team overseas. With that offering, he went. And also the passport without any stamps and the stamp that she stamps from Cambodia and Thailand.
Everyone,
when we don't deserve that, rely on God's grace, rely on Him. If we ask, if we walk with the Lord, God never spare. God wish us to receive more and more grace. When we receive grace, and people around us had hope, because God tried to give us, God never spare us. So we need to receive more. And verse 18, no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only who is at the Father's side. And because believing Jesus, we know, when returning Jesus, and we could see Father God, Jesus was crucified for us, Jesus overcame the death, Jesus resurrected. That Lord is with us, so more boldly expecting the Lord, we ask you to ask God more. Dear Heavenly Father, today I rush to preach
sermon,
and with a God full of grace, we could receive grace. Please lead us with strong hand. Thank you. Let me pray. With the transgression, God counts our prayer, charming the time to repentance individually. Lord said, what do you want me to do? Honestly, concretely, boldly, your desire and supplication cast on the Lord. The Heavenly Father, each one of us, supplication, desire, I know you answer, body and heart heal and the solution for problems in the name of Jesus. In the body and heart, I order, be healed. And the kidney, some liver, they don't know, and because they don't visit doctor, but just God said, just visit doctor, you need to take medical care quickly. In the name of Jesus, I order, be healed, be healed, be healed. Recently, and your sight getting decrease. The same time, and the condition not good in your sight, the eyes. Please touch eyes. Please recover the sight. In the name of Jesus, eyes, be healed. The sight, be healed. Gain the sight. Recover. Also, stiff neck. And 58, and count raise your neck, the shoulder. Toward that, be healed. Freely, up and down. And the people on the online, they face a financial problem. Listen to God. You try to do by yourself. You already started. You can't withdraw. You can't quit. But just God, listen to God. You need a boldness to go forward. You need a boldness to stop. But with boldness, listen to God. It's not negative. It's not positive. It's not negative. But with a boldness, listening to God, that the new things, the complete different from yours, God's way is opened. Jesus, thank you. Each one of us, please touch. Thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen. Please stand up. Last benediction. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and love of Father God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you, all of you, now and forever and ever. Amen. Please be seated. Now, announcement. Announcement this week. After this service, we have Sunday classes, ministry, and class for newcomer, and preparation class for baptism, and class for the faith in growth in faith, and also prophet school at 1 p.m. Thai Cambodian team, outreach team to Thailand, Cambodia returned safely. Also tonight, 6:30, we had a report, meeting on report of a mission overseas and the Nagasaki Charismatic meeting. And so please be sure to come. Also, Pastor Isaiah Makoto Kihara, the ministry, and Tuesday morning in Tamana, Tuesday evening Hida, and Wednesday morning Amakusa, evening Kitakyushu, and Thursday and afternoon the Oita. Please remember him with your prayer. Also, 22nd Friday night, in the commemoration and anniversary, 5th year anniversary of and the Pastor Paul, Taira, Akihito, and the pastor returning to heaven. So, in the Chikuho, be sure to come. Also, the tomorrow, 1 p.m., we have a practice in the giving the message and also the practicing, also lessons and practicing and the spiritual gifts. So, such a training time we have tomorrow. If you want to, and please be sure to come. And also, we have a gospel concert on former Hong Kong Shanghai Bank Museum and 7 p.m. the Friday, 29th of June, and free of charge. Also, the Hakuba, summer Hakuba camp, and pre-camp, and Tuesday, 24th of July, and the main camp, and Wednesday, 25th of July to Friday, 27th of July. And also, the Japan and countrywide and gospel contest, nationwide gospel contest is Tuesday, 26th of July in Omachi Hall. So just, you know, if you have an interest, please use such a leaflet for that camp in the reception desk. Also, our church summer camp in the Tuesday, 14th of August to Thursday, 16th of August. So, Isahaya and the training house for youth and boys. So, just, you know, everyone is welcome. So, if you have an interest, please let us know. Also, if you want to get baptized, please let us know. If we are looking for the place and the house meeting. We have a concert in Seiyokan today, and starting 3, we have a newcomer, and she came because she had her own business, and she left in the service. She is a listener of our radio program. She loves and heavy rain come down, so big rain come down, so just, you know, sometimes she comes again. Also, for Hakuba, we wish to use a bus. Who want to use a bus if we prepare for the bus? For going to Hakuba, I want to count how many. The about fee is not a problem now. Who? Let me count how many. If you want to go to Hakuba by bus, we rent. Please raise your hand. Let me check. And we want to use rental bus, more cheaper one. So we have classes more in the afternoon. So shall we conclude with applauding God? Thank you.